For 36 years, the Goldman Environmental Prize has celebrated everyday heroes who are showing us that every action has the power to turn apathy into positive change for the environment. Heroes like Bastiana Gurri and Olsi Nika, who helped create Europe's first Wild River National Park. Visit us at goldmanprize.org to discover the stories of this year's Goldman Environmental Prize winners. And learn how when it comes to protecting our planet, the doing makes the difference.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, my gosh.
Boy, I haven't heard this music tune in, I don't know, at least, what, a little while? a couple of days?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you're only hearing 12 times a show when Linnell Willingham is on the air. Did they play it today while you were filling in for JP and B-Mitch?
No, you know, on that side.
Yeah.
There's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah,
a
lot of moving parts.
On that show, including to get me on the show.
Yeah, so. I mean, you and Toby together tag-teaming it for 4 hours. I listened a little bit on my way in.
Did you get our
I heard about Javonte Jean-Baptiste getting fitted for his gold jacket.
There we go.
Just like Dominique Hampton was last year at this time. Derek Forrest.
Let me tell you something about Dom Hampton.
Derek Forrest, don't forget about him, how much you loved him.
Well, now Buffalo Bill, onto a winner winner.
Yeah,
I'm happy for Derek Forrest.
Yeah, so am I.
I want to know, did you hear my extensive cap coverage? Game one coming up Monday night. Do we stick with Chucky and Net? Do we go to the more formidable Logan Thompson? My X factor for the Stanley Cup playoffs. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Tom Wilson. I need him flying around, hitting people. Lit the lamp 33 times this year, Chris Russell. Oh, I know what you're doing. I know exactly what you're doing. And I can't believe that you're that in tune with my resources if that's what you're choosing to do right now. Chris Russell is currently looking up what's on the front page of ESPN on the NHL page. It's the Stanley Cup playoff preview. And they happen to agree with me. The writers at ESPN happen to agree with me that Tom Wilson should be the X factor in the series.
So is that another thing you stole from them?
I don't steal.
I mean,
I don't steal. I aggregate.
You aggregate. Sorry. Borrow.
Borrow.
Yeah. Use without copyright rules.
Just like you're borrowing me right now.
Right, exactly. I am borrowing you from traffic.
As long as my car doesn't get towed.
Yeah, all right. We'll let you out of here in a sec. Give me the two top forwards for the Montreal Canadiens.
In this series, spent a lot of my preparation studying the Capitals.
Uh-huh.
We move into the Habs coming up Sunday night.
I like the fact that
you
at least know the nickname. Attaboy.
Attaboy.
Who's going to win tonight, Miami or Atlanta in Atlanta?
I mean, two teams that are in terrible situations.
Uh-huh.
Trae Young, another coach killer. I don't care who wins. I hope that we need to be rooting for the Grizzlies tonight so the Wizards can keep that second first round pick.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. That's the late game, obviously, against the Dallas Mavericks, who shocked, I think, a lot of people, right? And got the GM fired in Sacramento.
They're going to shock even more people this summer when they re-sign Kyrie Irving to a 3-year extension and then trade for Kevin Durant and become the finals front runner in the West next year.
Well, and then all of a sudden everybody will love Nico Harrison, huh?
Well, that's the only thing Nico could do at this point is go get Kevin Durant. That would be the only thing that would help him save face.
I love it. My guy, the youngest in charge.
I mean, I'm just, we got someone new taming you. Metal Chris is now behind the glass with you.
I mean, you know,
you taming him?
Well, Mad Max decided to leave, right, and take another paycheck from Kevin Sheehan to, you know, like he's taken from the Rangers, the Mets, the Nationals, the Dodgers, all the teams that he's played for, right? Continuous paychecks. So Metal Chris was nice enough to step in and say, you know what? I don't want any more pay. I'm well compensated.
Oh, if you don't think that there are benefits on top of benefits being thrown to him because he's working with you 5 days a week.
I should also mention next week I'm doing three remotes for another show, so I won't be here for at least 3 days.
Well, insider baseball here.
I hear Linnell Willingham is available.
I don't have headphones in right now, so I'm not supposed to be able to hear what's happening behind the
glass.
But
you can hear what Chris is saying.
You have the most barotoned man on the Eastern Seaboard in the next studio.
Barotoned?
He's barotoned.
Baritone.
Barrow.
It's not Mike Barrow. Baritone.
I mean.
Anyway.
You guys should see Chris Russell. You wait till we get the stream going. You look good, man.
No,
your waistline is shrinking.
I don't know about
you
that.
You and Grant Paulson are in a race to see who can melt the fastest.
I was just about to say. I mean, that is a like fancy, snazzy shirt you're wearing. Look at this.
I'm wearing my fancy jeans.
Look at this. Well, I wouldn't exactly call those fancy jeans.
Well, they're pretty fancy.
Bleach stains and cuts
over
them.
I'm upset. I was supposed to be in D.C. all afternoon long. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know, like, the biggest high school basketball showcase is happening at Care First Arena, the Jordan Brand Classic. Mm-hmm. A.J. DeBansta, Kyan Anthony, Darren Peterson.
Is that your guy? Not your guy, Cam Ward, right?
Well, Cam Ward from Largo is not playing in that game, no.
Okay.
But... you should get over there, man. He could be a wizard next year. A.J. DeBance, the BYU kid.
I've heard all about him.
He got paid a lot of money to go to BYU.
I was going to say, you would have to pay me about $10 million a year to go to BYU.
Well, I'm about to say, for all of... never mind. Anywho, what I was going to say, I know you had plenty of things to say rudely about Nico I and his parents probably and... the university, you probably blamed everyone but the NCAA, huh? I couldn't believe it. I almost called you when I saw the news come out. Because for once, you're actually right. I have completely changed my tune when it comes to NIL.
What? Wait, what?
Athletic.
What?
Well, shocker, right? See, you all get on me. When new information is presented, what type of uninformed maniac would I be to keep the same opinion? Ignorance is bliss, Chris Russell.
Mm.
Don't be ignorant.
So how have you... How have you changed your perspective? Well, I want to hear this.
Because...
Your global view on things.
I'm going to put a tariff on NIL.
No. You're right over there.
It's allergy season, Chris.
Yeah.
I don't make the big bucks like you, so my Zyrtec, right. I can't go Zyrtec. I got to settle for store brand.
You want me to buy you a bottle of Zyrtec? Is that what you're saying?
You buy me a bottle of something else. We can have a good time.
Get a stallion to steal one.
I got some Russell's Reserve sitting in the in the cabinet that the DOC brought for me.
Russell's Reserve. Who? Yeah,
I might be hitting that up tonight.
Who knows, man? But no, I think
you don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
My tune has changed because I didn't think that something like this would happen.
Mm.
I didn't think that a guy, you have to think about how unique this situation is. He's getting bad advice, first and foremost. That's the problem. I think his father is all the mouthpiece for this thing.
Yeah.
Shouldn't you have a sense of loyalty to a program after they've recruited you since sure. you were a sophomore?
Sure.
Literally went to court, broke rules on your behalf, and then you claim that you want out? I don't think it's him. I think it's driven by the parents. This is the layer of this that maybe we underestimate. You don't know Nico's financial background. If they're a family and it's not a shame to be that way, if you're cash strapped and you're struggling financially, maybe having your parent being like your agent and your liaison is not the best thing because they're going to do what's best for the pockets, not what's best for you long term.
Yeah, and I do understand some element of it, but I think that was my overall arching point about NIL and the transfer portal is a lot of people wanted these kids to have total freedom and to get paid whatever the market decided that they pay, which is kind of like the American way, capitalism, all that stuff, right? The problem is they didn't think of any of the downside, of the problems, any of the issues, any of the just what you brought up, right? They didn't think about any of it, and they didn't care about any of it. They just wanted kids to get paid. And that was my problem all along. I didn't want kids to get paid. I just wanted it to be done in a fair and somewhat equitable system. And I know it's not always easy to have a fair and equitable system, but professional sports leagues have figured it out. That's where the NCAA has come in. Everybody has screwed up. Everyone has screwed up from A to Z, soup to nuts, and everything in between. Okay? Everyone has screwed up. So to that point, all right, real quickly before I let you out of here. So yesterday,
Relax.
I don't know what you guys talked about in this vein today because I was busy doing some stuff, so I didn't hear you talk about it. The deal that is inching closer to returning to RFK that actually has some financial specifics in
yes.
it now. How much, because you have been a...
No. Say it correctly. You have been the advocate. The guy. I was the only guy in this entire market that had the stones to challenge the ownership group to not just leave their mark from a football standpoint, leave your mark as a philanthropist. Leave your mark as someone that's going to be a stewardess for the tri-state area that you've got a football team in. Stewardess, same thing. Not really. I get it. But, yes... I love that they're paying for it. You all thought that, DC would have to fork over all this money. They have 21 limited partners. If they can't fork up $2.5 billion, then they got a problem.
I will give you credit. That is something that you have been driving.
Thing.
But you have also been driving the other narrative, which is the city of DC should not
be footing the bill.
No. Be front and center in terms of a financial investment over affordable housing.
Right.
Parkland, capital infrastructure, all of that. Do you have a problem with the fact that they are right now, reportedly, mm-hmm. and Phil Mendelson did basically confirm this, at least $856 million as part of this project?
So my thing is this, right? Some sort of investment was going to be made into that development over there,
sure.
right? Now at least... you have a better shot of getting a return on your investment based on how little you're giving up compared to what you were going to be asked to give up before.
All right,
that,
that's
to
fair.
Me, is where this whole changes.
That's
whole
fair,
changes
because I thought they were going to have to, and I said this yesterday,
yeah.
and so, again, it seems like we're kind of sort of on the same page here. I said I was shocked.
It's
So that, you know, very, and yet Phil Mendelson is saying it's still too much, right? So I don't know how much political football that is. I'm sure a lot of it is. Yeah. But the point being is I was surprised that the price tag was that low and that the investment was that high from Josh Harris. Now, he is getting that land for free, and he is getting the rights to develop that land, right, which means 365 days a year in an entertainment district, however they decide to do that. And that entertainment district, which brings in the money, is probably more important than a daily facility, too. Probably more important than a daily facility.
I think you
on that property.
I think you have hit on that more than anybody else that I've listened to, because it honestly slips my mind that, like, it's probably not the best that they're out in Ashburn.
No.
But here's my other thing.
Mike Shanahan used to hate.
But Chris, where the hell are you going to put them? I don't want them in crime-ridden D.C.
I know.
I want them as far away from here as possible.
Well, the idea that I've come up with eventually...
I'm going to be in Debo Samuel's section tonight at Club Abigail. He's having his welcome home section at doing his U Street tour tonight.
Oh, he is?
Yes, he is.
And you're going?
No, I'm not going.
Oh, okay. I thought you were like the special VIP guest.
The host.
You know?
The host is with the most.
And then we were just going to hear about Debo Samuel and how he's going to have 1,900 yards receiving.
Can I tell you this, though? Well, I wouldn't say 1,900. I don't advise people to bet.
Some would say he's got 19 problems.
Well, he's got one problem now because he's just number one.
Yeah.
But if you can find this somewhere, listening audience out there, you listen to me because I make you smarter, I know. If you can find odds on Debo Samuel, Offensive Player of the Year, put $5 on it. Every time I wake up, I flip back and forth. It's either Jaden Daniels MVP or Debo Samuel, Offensive Player of the Year. I watched the Falcons game last night. I got goosebumps watching the kid play, talking about our quarterback. And as we're 6 days away from the draft, we're getting closer to adding talent. If they knock the draft out of the park the way I think that they will, you might as well buy me my ticket. Buy me my Super Bowl ticket. And we'll get to go this time. I'm leaving on that note.
I was going to say, that subject sticks out like a sore thumb, you know? It does. Maybe I should change my name to Darius Dameron.
Ah! Well, I'm Darius Dameron.
That's true. You'd probably fit the mold a little bit better. Love you, man.
Yeah, we're going to rest of your show, man. I'll be listening in traffic.
You're a gigantic thorn in my side at times, but you know I love you.
Did you see the needle? It moved.
Have fun sitting in traffic on a Friday afternoon of spring break week. All right. Wanted to get through that. That is Liddell Willing, the youngest in charge. He's always entertaining, and he's always polarizing, and he's always controversial, and he is creative. So I just wanted to make sure we bring that. When we return on the other side, I want to get into this two selections for every first rounder thing from ESPN that I touched on earlier. I want to get back into the draft and spend some time. Byron Saxton, WWE, Burke, Virginia native, huge Commanders fan, and in Las Vegas for WrestleMania 41, will join us at 3 o'clock on the Team 980 in the Odyssey app.
Founded in 1964, Fremont Bank understands the difference 60 years can make. It's the difference found in the details. The difference between customers and trusted neighbors. The difference between preparing for the coming weeks and planning for the coming years. The difference between serving a community and serving your community. So what difference does 60 years make? All the difference in the world. Fremont Bank. Here for you. Here for good. Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for members. Hass avocados or mangoes, 4 for $5 or $1.25 each. Signature Farms boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And enjoy an exclusive digital deal on Sargento shredded or sliced cheeses. 5 to 8 ounce selected varieties, $1.97 each, limit 4. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Esa-Pekka Salonen's final concerts as music director of the San Francisco Symphony bring legendary artists and epic music to Davies Symphony Hall, culminating in Mahler's electrifying Second Symphony. Tickets at sfsymphony.org.
If you love your customers, you have to try RingCentral. No matter the size of your business, every call,
every text, every meeting, every customer conversation matters. With RingCentral, you get a reliable business phone, a modern contact center, and built-in AI across every conversation, so you can focus on the moments that matter. See for yourself at ringcentral.com.
RingCentral, intelligent communications you can trust.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.